Well, again, thank you for having us back this morning. It's fun to get to share some of our songs last night that we don't normally get to share on Sunday mornings, and now to get to worship with you all too. Again, for us, it's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
So we love it. So I'm Katie. This is Jacob.
It's true. Yeah, and we're married. We've been married now for 12 years?
Yeah.
Yes, I got it right. We've been doing music for almost 15 together. If I'm being honest, I use music as a way to get a little closer to the lady. And I blamed it on the Holy Spirit allowing us to get married. We've been doing music for a long time together, leading worship together for a long time, and music has been a really kind of healing part of our lives and allowed us to put some mile markers in our faith journey. And so we wanted to share some of those with you this morning.
And just to give you a little more background on kind of where we come from, I hail from United Methodist World. I grew up in a small church, smaller than this, a small like country United Methodist church down by Bloomington. And
I'm from Texas, y'all. So, yeah, I grew up in the church, though. My dad was a bivocational pastor. And I think as a kid, though, I spent more time underneath the pews playing than I did in the pews. The community that was a part of my upbringing was this incredible mixture of this faith community that I had and my family. And so it's an important part of my life.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, and I say, given that we both come from faith backgrounds, our faith was an inherited one. And so by the time we got to college, we went to Greenville College, which is in Southern Illinois. It is also out of the Methodist tradition, and we had a really great experience there. And when I talk about our experience, like, we weren't necessarily a couple yet at first when we got to college, but we had a lot of the same classes and had like almost parallel faith experiences as we became friends and as we started dating and got married and stuff. So, and even still, so that's a unique part of our experience as a couple. But so we came to college with this inherited faith and believed it very strongly. And then our professors lovingly challenged us to think outside of what we had already known and to open our minds up to some different ideas within Christianity and outside of Christianity, just to challenge our faith, you know, see how strong it is. And man, that there were times when it really kind of messed with us. We had some hard seasons where this faith that we had always known to be true, suddenly we were facing some doubts and some curiosities and like, is this true or is this just always what I had been told? Mm. And we continued to examine our faith there in different worship scenarios, in our classes, in lots and lots of conversations with friends and mentors. And even though we had some desperate times where it felt lonely, there were times when at least I felt like, I don't even know if God is real. I had those desperate moments where this God that I had always known so closely suddenly felt very distant from me, and it really challenged me and my perspective of the world. But thankfully, we had a loving environment that we were in there to keep moving forward in our faith, and slowly but surely, kind of each one of our questions and doubts and hard conversations was addressed, and we sort of put those bricks back together one by one and started recreating a new foundation for our faith that still contains so much of the foundation that we'd had from before, but it was different and it was new and it was fresh. And so because of not only those harder moments of our faith, but we have experienced some really difficult moments just within church world too. I mean, y'all know the church, not this church, the entire Christian church, can be a very messy environment. It contains lots of people from lots of different viewpoints, lots of different political beliefs and standpoints. And it's, man, we are not always very nice to each other. And we're not always very nice to the world around us.
Right.
And because we had some bad church experiences as well, when we got past college and into the world, we thought, do we still want to go to church? If so, like, what kind of church is going to accept us as we are, as people that really aren't sure what we believe? Are we going to be able to find a church that's a safe space? And thank God we found one. We lived in Nashville, Tennessee for 7 years, and we found one there that was very, like Greenville College, a very loving environment to address our questions and our exploring of our faith. And so we kind of got back into church world, got our feet under us again, and felt like, okay, yeah, this really is home. And we see so many areas of the Christian church that need love and care and improvement, but also, like, there's so much good here. Mm. There's so much good developing of individuals and of souls in this environment. It's too good to just dismiss it because of some of the bad stuff. So we got back into doing worship music again together, and we decided to start doing music as like a professional duo in about 2011. I was doing my own kind of solo R&B thing previously, but then we're like, you know what? We need to do stuff together. What kind of music are we going to do? Because I was doing bluesy stuff, and he's more kind of...
I was picking and a grinning.
Folksy.
That's what I was doing.
How is this going to work? So we started writing some music together and playing with some hymns and updating music to some hymns, and we sort of found our niche musically, but also just we found our voice again in church world. And for us, that was being able to go into churches and say, hey, this isn't always easy. Like, being a Christian is not always sunshine and roses. And we don't always have to put on a happy face and pretend like we've had it all together. Like, God is fine with us. Like, we are secure with God, whether we're having a day where we're like, God, we don't know about this whole thing. Or whether we are wholeheartedly believing and singing and smiling and all of that. Like, God is there for all of that. And so it's been an honor to get to visit other churches and say, hey, we've been there. We've had those struggles too. And then to get to hear other people say, oh my gosh, I've been struggling with God and I don't know how to talk about it and I feel alone. And so that's a big part of what we do. And we started off with this hymn called My Anchor Holds. That is what we named ourselves after. And the whole idea of the hymn is like, God is there through our faith struggles. So that's kind of how we got to be in this place. And then we've continued to write songs that just speak to our personal faith experience in hopes that it connects with some of you, that you can resonate with some of this and not feel alone, that hopefully it's something that you can worship along to, and hopefully some conversation starters as well. But so we thought today we would just share a few of our songs, just a few, that for us have been really pivotal moments in our faith. In those moments where we're like, man, there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about, but these things we know to be true for us. And so we thought we would share those with you today. Our first one is called Kingdom Here. At our church in Tennessee, for a few years there, it was an ongoing conversation in that community where we discussed often the idea of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and what that means. It's a phrase that's thrown around a lot. And when we hear the word kingdom, I think oftentimes we think of worldly institutions, wealth, power, those kinds of things. The kingdom that Christ was working to present, once we examine scripture, is quite different than our worldly institutions of kingdoms. The kingdom of heaven looks much more humble and much more like caring for one another. Christ addresses the least of these. That's a phrase that I think of often when I think about the people who are hurting and hungry and lonely and oppressed. When we are serving the least of these, those are kingdom moments. And even if we live pretty good lives, there are times when all of us become a part of that least of these categories, when we're sick or hurting or lonely, you know, whatever it is. There's times we need each other, and Christ is just asking us to build a little bit of that kingdom here, a little bit of that paradise, that kingdom of heaven that we have in our minds that we're all hoping to reach someday. We can experience parts of that here if we put our hands and feet to work and respond to Christ's call to care for one another. I've been thinking so much this week about a current event that's happening at our nation's border, and I can't stop thinking about those kids, you guys. And I'm not going to get into politics. That's not what this is about. But I don't always have a clear picture of exactly what the kingdom of God should look like. But just as an example, I know that children, cold and alone, sleeping on a concrete floor, is absolutely not the kingdom of God. And there's got to be something we can do about that, even if we disagree on some stuff. And that's just one example that has a spotlight shining on it right now, that I think we're all connected to this current issue. But the other thing I'm reminded of is that there are issues like that. There are things going on where people are deeply hurting like that all the time in our country and even in our own communities. If we stop and look around, there's somebody who's hurting who needs a helping hand, who just needs someone to love and to listen. And we ought to be not just responding to crises when they come around, but we ought to be building systems and space within our daily lives to be able to care for people all the time. And that is what we believe in our exploration of this kingdom idea. That is what we believe Christ is calling us to do. And so that's where this song came from. And we'd like to share it with you now.
Falling from the clouds, settling in my soul. And it tells of a place where the sun shines brighter, a place we've been calling home. But home can't be a place where orphans are left to wander and widows are kingdom with no more sorrow, no more fear. Something tells me possibly that we could build that kingdom here. Of the love that calls for justice, but if I don't lend a hand, my tongue makes a noise that is all for nothing, so I must do all I can, because these two hands and feet were given life to defend and deliver the least of these. Oh, I have heard that there's a kingdom with no more sorrow, no more fear. Something tells me surely that we could build that kingdom here. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. something tells me surely that we could build that kingdom here.
I have heard that there's a kingdom. No more sorrow, no more fear. Something tells me surely that we could build that kingdom here.
We've had the pleasure of connecting with some incredible ministries through music and building relationships with people in lots of different places. And one of our friends started a ministry in Florida in prisons. And I remember he contacted us one time and he was like, "Hey, I'm putting together a Christmas tour. I want you to be a part of it." And I was like, "Oh, great. Where are we going?" "Florida. Oh, during Christmas. Perfect. To prisons." "Oh, okay. Yeah." But I mean, the ministry that he has there is pretty incredible. And I'd never been in prisons before. And so I didn't understand what it was like. I didn't have an idea other than just stuff I'd assumed. But it was a pretty intense trip for us. It was 11 days and we went to 22 different prisons and did 22 different concerts. During Christmas, and which is in prison, that's the season with the highest rate of suicide attempts and riots and all that stuff. Because honestly, they're lonely. They feel like they've been forgotten, and they know that the world around them is in this season of, for some people, filled with joy, and they didn't have access to it. They didn't feel like they had access to it, and. And, you know, going and getting to connect, a lot of these were men's prisons, so getting to connect with these men who a lot of them were there for good reason. And honestly, I have done some pretty dumb things in my life, and I think if I had done them on a bigger scale and in front of the wrong people, I might have ended up in a similar situation. And so for me, being able to wrap the humanity of them, of these guys, in with my humanity and my story was pretty incredible. And honestly, a lot of it was the gospel, and 75% of it was singing dumb Christmas songs. I sang about Rudolph, we sang about Santa Claus, like all that stuff, trying to get them to laugh and to like have fun with each other and remember really joyful times in their lives. And then we got to point every concert where we got to share more of our faith story and why in the darkest moments of our life, there's this thing that always holds us, and that thing is Christ, and that thing is the gospel. And through that lens, the darkest shadows seem to have light in them and seem to reach us and penetrate us in ways that we just didn't expect. And then we would present an opportunity for them to receive communion. And one thing I love about the United Methodist Church is this open table, this idea that if you want it, it is here. You have a seat here. And to see these guys, a lot of them were much bigger and more intimidating than I will ever be, start to laugh throughout these concerts and have fun, and then hear this message that God loves you, God sees you, you are God's. And then just say, "Here, take this with us. Join us at the foot of the cross where everyone is on the same playing field. Everything is leveled here. You are welcome here." And to see their tears cover up prison tattoos and get to really experience the love of God through that. And we sang them this song, which is a communion song that we wrote based off of that idea that everyone belongs here. Thank you.
tired from the load, there's rest for you here. And bring your hurting heart that's been emptied and scarred, there's nothing to fear. For we One of the most recent songs we've written is called All Our Hope, and it was written out of a faith community we were recently a part of in Bloomington, Illinois, called Hope Church, which is a United Methodist Church plant there that is now in their fourth year and going so strong. So thrilled about that. We had never been a part of a church plant before. I took a job at the church as worship director, and we moved from Nashville back to Illinois to launch this church, which was terrifying, and and the church is still going, and it's like quadrupled in size since it started. Praise God. So as a continued part of our faith experience, we were very stretched there as well, and got to be a part of what I lovingly refer to as a very messy church community. And I say messy because, you know, a lot of times in church world, we tend to sort of police each other's behavior. Right or wrong, none of that happened at this church. It was a very free environment, which made us very uncomfortable at times, but also was very cool to see people coming in to be a part of a church after they'd maybe grown up in church and hadn't been back in decades because they got tired of the policing behavior in church world, and they left church as a whole because of it. And then this was a church that they were free to come back to and to not be judged. Man, I mean, to the point of people would show up to church hungover in the morning and we're like, hey, glad you're here. And nobody's going to...
Here's some food and water. Get some coffee and water and
Yeah. And that really stretched us. We're like good kids. We don't do a whole lot of bad stuff. And so to be leading people in worship, to see other people having leadership roles and still be very much working through some messy things in their own life, that stretched us. And just was an incredible experience in remembering that there's a place at the table of God for everybody, whether they're doing great or whether they're not doing great, and that you don't have to perfect yourself before coming here. and that we are at our strongest under Christ when we are in community. When those of us who are struggling are being held up by those of us who are doing well, and those roles shift over the years, and we take care of each other. And in all of our beauty and in all of our mess as human being, God is there at the center of us no matter what. And that is where we find our hope. And that is how we move forward in hope. So this is a song that we wrote that is actually a modern hymn that was inspired by Hope Church, but I think speaks to the greater Christian community as a whole.
God, a love inspired.
Thank you all again for an opportunity to share and to worship with you this morning. I just want to say real quick, what a unique experience we've had here this weekend. Mm. Such a variety of music in 2 days.
Yeah.
In a small Midwestern town.
It's such a gift. Yeah.
This is amazing.
To have so many talented folks in this community.
Yes, we've got organ. Yeah. We had like blues and gospel yesterday. Yeah. Oh my gosh, the bagpipes, that was incredible. I felt like the Queen of England walking in here while you were playing that. Man, this has just been so fun. I hope you all recognize the gifts and the resources you have in your community and that your community is connected to, and keep finding those expressions and keep fostering them, because it's a beautiful expression of the creativity of God.